You're listening to JJHI.
Live from Houston, Texas, it's JJHI Radio. Tonight, Dick Stiffens and your calls. And we take your calls at 210-888-9166. And now, your host, Jeffrey James Head.
Ladies and gentlemen, JJHI Radio is on the air for your listening pleasure. Absolutely delighted to be back once again. It's Wednesday night. It's 9:01. And we've got a hell of a show for you. Dick Stiffens joining us this evening. I don't think we've actually spoken with him at length for, hell, 6 years. Has it been that long? I think it has, hasn't it?
Yeah, about six years, yeah. Know where he's been hiding out. Who knows? I think he was in China last week or something like that. We're waiting for him to call it. Okay, JJJ.
Yeah, no, that's great. We're looking forward to talking with him. It is Dick Stiffens' birthday. Happy 48th, November 16th. Anyways, folks, hell of a show. Stay tuned.
This is George Lowe inviting you to become part of the discussion at JJHeadInterests.com. Stay tuned for more informative and disturbing moments right here on JJHI Radio.
Sick of not having the right gift for your special someone?
Oh, yeah.
Come to Tom's. Tom's has it all. Whether it's box drying goods or her favorite detergent, Tom's won't let you down. And guys, don't forget the sexiest selection of produce in Lansing. This week only, buy 2 cucumbers and select Dove chocolate items at half off. Getting off of work? You want a party? Bring the team down for $5 dances and shrimp all day at $6.50 a pound. Because at Tom's, everybody scores big.
DLM waifu, cheese and bread. All our waifu are good. Nah,
the only waifu shop in the northwestern New Mexico Four Corner area.
You want good waifu? We got ya. Wamek? DLM got all you need. Paper, pillow, we can print on the spat.
It's the Boomba Clad waifu, boy. I got the stickiest of the sticker waifu.
Kuru waifu. Come on, come down.
JJHI.
Yeah.
JJHI Radio. And now, your host, JJ.
And we're back. The last song played there called Dub Nostalgia. Hope you enjoyed it. It's a whole scene out here in the north side suburbs. It's known as the Suburban Concrete Underground. Starting to emerge as some very interesting music we'll continue to feature here on JJHI Radio. But enough about the music, folks. We're here to celebrate a special day. Today is November 16th, maybe an ordinary day in some people's minds, but today it's a special day for a very special someone joining us on the program for the first time in 6 years, Dick Stiffens. Welcome, son.
Jeff, how you been, bud?
I gotta tell you, we've been doing pretty well this year. Certainly off to a good start as of late. Launched this back on. Yeah, we got this back started back in August, and you're a hard man to get a hold of, but it sure is great to have you on a special day like today.
I got to tell you, it's great to hear that you got the show back together, JJ. Yeah, I remember back in the mid-90s when we were, you know, in our youth and hanging out and just cutting it up. And, you know, the radio was different back then, but, you know, it's 2022 and, you know, times are new.
That's right. Yeah. No. And we had to find a way to better reproduce the overall quality of programming that you found in the 90s. You had legends like Don Imus, Rush Limbaugh, Art Bell. Those people, they were the ones. They're the ones leading the charge. And these gentlemen have all been canceled, passed away, and someone's got to carry the torch. You know what I'm saying, Dick?
I know exactly what you're saying. Those are all great guys. You know, I spent a lot of time with Imus and Bell, you know, just cutting it up. I mean, those were great days. But, here's now, and it is my birthday today.
Happy birthday, Dick Stiffens.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. I can't think of a better way that I'd love to celebrate it than I am right now. Back in my hometown near Terre Haute, Indiana, just hanging out with my family. My old cousin, Dr. Torque LeChig is here.
Really?
Remember Torque LeChig?
Yes, Dr. Torque
LeChig. Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you didn't know we were related, did you?
I had no idea.
Yeah, distant cousins, actually. third cousin removed by marriage.
So y'all can have sex then?
I mean, can or have? That's the question.
So you're calling from Terre Haute, Indiana. Are you at the cabin there on the reservoir? Or?
We're just hanging out in the lot, you know, by the old backhoe. Me and the boys got a keg of Freon. We're just ripping off, and nice. we're having a time. So I'm glad that you could join us remotely. I raise a bag of on to you if you'd like to take a rip with me.
Absolutely. I'll go ahead and raise my my Corona Light here that this show is not sponsored by. Let's do it together. One.
Sure.
Two. Three. Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. Now we're in the game here, Dick Stiffins. I got to ask you, first question right out of the gate, how does 48 feel?
Man, I tell you, it's just the number, JJ. You know, my ID says 48, but I feel 18.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Not to mention, you've made it to an age that is divisible by 4, 2, and 1.
That's a good feeling.
It's a great feeling, I would imagine. I'm not quite there myself, but we'll get there, God willing, sometime soon.
I hope you don't mind if I ask. How old are you again? I can't recall.
I'm bringing up the rear here. I'm actually 38 myself, so just 10 years you're younger.
That's right. That's right.
But nonetheless, a couple of items here to cover on this day in history. A few birthdays you share. I don't know if you realize this or not. Shigeru Minamoto. Do you know who Shigeru is?
I'm not familiar with the man. Tell me more.
Mr. Minamoto created Nintendo and the characters Mario and Zelda.
Oh. Brilliant. Brilliant man.
What characters would you create if you had the same opportunity that Minamoto did?
A tough call. Maybe I'd go with Super Horneo Bros.
Excellent. What would be the object of that video game?
That's a good question. That's something that's under development. Maybe to clean out some pipes.
Clean the pipes.
Bang
the princess.
Get some coin.
Get some coin.
You know what I'm saying? Get some coin.
Huff some Freon.
Obviously.
Well, and instead of a plumber, why not an HVAC repair person?
Well, I mean, why not? There's plenty of HVAC repairs here around Terre Haute. It's kind of a booming economy.
I would imagine. People that need they need to keep cool during the summer, but keep warm in the winter.
Got it.
Other birthdays. Other dicks sharing birthdays with you, Dick Stiffins. Dick Gross, Australian politician. You familiar with Dick?
Can't say that I am. I'm not up and up on the Australian politics these days. I used to dabble back in the 90s, but I just haven't really been in touch.
He legalized, let's see if I got to read this correct, running Aboriginals off the cliff to their deaths.
Oh. Oh, okay.
It's a great man. And finally tonight, the sexy, sexy Lisa Bonet. thought you might like one. You might have a real connection with her. I mean, that woman does not age in any way that I can tell, unless she has gray hairs on her vagina.
I can tell you she does not.
Because they're shaved, right?
JJ, you old dog, you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I left one out. Here's another one. National asshole and VD enthusiast Pete Davidson. What do you think of that?
Pete Davidson. He's the guy that made fun of your House of Representative there in North Houston. Am I right?
That's correct. Let's not say his name. I mean, I don't want to bring him into this.
Yeah. No. We wouldn't want to get you sued or anything.
He's known as the human petri dish, Pete Davidson. After having so many different kinds of vaginal liquid exposure over the years. Very interesting there. Dick, what are you doing for work right now? Do you have something... you've developed, you've been quite the entrepreneurial. We remember the tent fart revival. We remember the Enron work you had done. What are you up to these days?
Yeah, you know, I kind of took a little bit of a career break for a while there after Enron, of course. And then, you know, I was focusing on my philanthropy for a while with the tent fart revival. It's really keeping me busy for a long time there. Don't mind if I plug my own organization on your show, but
please do.
We've got a new new Twitter feed, a website, all the social media. We're really turning it up over here. So,
outstanding.
You know, if you're interested, I'd love to have you out sometime and do some huffing. We don't just huff Freon where I'm from.
Oh, wow. So what other things do you enjoy huffing, both professionally recreationally?
The tent part, there's kind of a... You really can't enter the tent without doing a little bit of natural gas huffing, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
You've been in the tent before?
Yeah, no, I remember. So are y'all doing little Jenkum flights there to where you have the different Jenkum bottles lined out and you get three or four to sample there before you enter the tent, or?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you've been to like a German beer house. You get a flight to sample. There's all different flavors and scents from around the world, and we're just spreading the word, traveling around the country.
Yeah. What is your favorite method, or I'm sorry, not method, but preparation of Jenkum? Do you have a certain ethnicity you enjoy the most?
Well, I'm a man of the people, Jeff. I don't like to subscribe to any particular race or ethnicity. It's progressive movement that we have here. So to answer your question, no, I don't. I encourage all flavors. It's all the same to me. I don't see, I don't see anything other than, it's just gas. It's completely invisible, so there's nothing to see.
It's just gas. Do you have a favorite colored balloon you use?
Funny you should ask. I'm kind of partial to blue. It's just my favorite color. You know, nothing other than that. But everybody has their own preference, am I right?
No, absolutely. I just didn't know if you had one. I like the iridescent sparkled ones. It adds a certain degree of festiveness to huffing fecal methane that really, it's kind of interesting. Some people serve beverages in, nice champagne glasses, the sparkly balloon would be my nice champagne glass for jinkum consumption.
I always thought you were a fancy man. You've always had a lot of class, JJ, and thank I appreciate you. That about you.
Oh, thank yeah. you so much. Couple of items here.
Mm-hmm.
November 16th, a few things happened on this day in history. First of all, Oklahoma entered into the United States on November 16th. Great day for Oklahoma. Not a great day for some other people who were living in Oklahoma, but nonetheless, happy birthday, Oklahoma. And even more importantly, on November 16th, 1953, Ed Gein killed his final victim. What do you make of that?
Those are some great facts, JJ. A lot of murder going on the 16th of November.
No question.
Kind of an unfortunate day to share a birthday with.
Just depends on how you look at it, right?
Sure. What day is your birthday, by the way?
4/4/84. The birthday of JJ Fantastic. Head, your host on this program on JJ Jai Radio. The day the League of Nations was ratified by the United States. And the day Martin Luther King was shot. Son of a bitch. Going to go to the JJGI radio inbox here. We've got a couple of messages here coming across for Dick Stiffens. The first one, Dick, it's Trey Polishki from back at Enron. Do you remember Trey?
Oh, yeah. Trey, I think he was on the floor below me, maybe. I'm not quite sure. But, yeah, what's Trey up to?
I'm dying from stage 4 toe cancer. It's even in my big toe now. Just want to tell you, it's great to hear you on the air tonight. Your voice is a comfort to me. Thanks for all of the trading tips back in the day. You never once, not once, gave me a limp tip. I got off scot-skeet free. Take care, old friend. I'm too fat now. I haven't been able to see you in years. Maybe I'll lose some weight and look down at you again before I pass. Trey.
Wow. Toe cancer. That's pretty serious. Really sorry to hear that Trey's going through that right now. I had a cousin a few years back that passed away from toe cancer. Really tragic. But nonetheless, glad to hear that Trey's doing otherwise. If you talk to him, ask him if he wants to get together for a bag of Freon sometime, please.
Sure. You got it. Couple other notes coming in here from the inbox. Dick, I lost again, but I never give up. Would love to be on your show with JJ. Love, Robert O'Rourke. Do you know Robert?
I know Robert. He's, bless his heart. He just keeps trying. And, I love a fighting spirit, even if it's a fruitless effort.
Sure. And looks like I got one other one here. Dick, I was walking to my car in the parking lot of the grocery store earlier today. Wild story. I'm a 6'2 blonde female. I paused for a moment. Looked to the east for a couple of minutes, and I thought to myself, I want to have Dick's baby. What say you, Dick Stiffens? Love, Paula O'Rourke.
Well, Miss O'Rourke, I got to say, you're going to have to join a long line of politicians' wives that are interested in birthing a child with me. But, you know, go ahead and take a number. Yeah, I'm certainly open.
Paula, if you could send us your contact info, I think Dick is getting rock hard for you. Dick, we're going to take some calls here on the other side of the break. You good to stand by for a few minutes?
Great. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Let's do it.
Very good. You all are listening to JJHI Radio. I'm JJ Head. You stay tuned.
But just can't afford it? Now there's another option. Call Gerald's Pet Financing. We'll finance anyone. Good credit, no credit, bad credit. We'll finance your pet. Dogs, cats, birds, snakes, rodents, hamsters, fish. You name it, we'll finance it. Call today. 210-888-9198. That's 210-888-9198. Tell them Gerald sent you.
Ah, these beats are disgusting.
Come to the DJ Depot. We've got horns. We've got strobes. We've got everything to make her wet. Come to the DJ Depot now.
Hi, this is Joe from Gerald's Pet Finance. DJ Depot, it's really nice. You don't want to miss out on these prices. You don't want to miss out on these prices. This is Dustin Johnson, a.k.a. DJ. Come on down to DJ's DJ Depot.
Come on down to Baby Huey's DJ Depot. Horns, strobes, bass. Baby Huey's DJ Depot. Let's get it on.
Hello, moms of America. Are you wondering what to feed your kids for dinner? Consider Krang's chipped beef. Only the highest quality beef parts that are 100% beef. Your kids will ask for it by name. More chipped beef, please!
Like chicken sandwiches?
Come on.
If we got a bird for you.
We got crispy, grilled, gluten-free, extra gluten, cookie crumble, deep-fried, air-fried, baked, boiled, smoked, air-dried, blow-dried.
Come on. Come on down, you piece of shit. Come on down to the Burger and Chicken Shack at the corner of I-10 and Blaylock.
You're listening to JJHI on NPR National Poop Radio. That's NPR National Poop Radio.
It's JJHI Radio. And now, your host, JJ Head.
Oh, welcome back, folks. You've behaved yourselves. You have. And now it's time to open up the phone lines, 210-888-9198 is the number to call this evening. We're here with Dick Stiffens on his 48th birthday here on the program. Dick, you still with us?
Still here, JJ.
210-888-9198, and we're taking your calls. The first caller of the night has joined us. Welcome to the program. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to JJHI Radio. You're on the program with Dick Stiffens on his birthday.
Hey there, caller. Well, thank. Well, thank you. My name is Ralph Axels, and I want to ask the Dixels about his just about his life. You know, what has he been about? You know.
Sure, Mr. Dixels, and anything specific you'd like to know about me?
Ralph Axels, I believe, is his name, Dick. I could see how you could
Axels.
Get you could get confused by such a perplexing name. But yes, what is life about, Dick Stiffens? That's a great question.
Well, for me, it's about having a good time with your buddies, kicking back with a cool bag of Freon, making money. Being an international playboy isn't easy all the time, but, you know, when I'm sitting on my yacht and I look over and I see three or four of my mistresses shopping online with my money, I just know that things are all right with the universe.
No question.
Can you relate? You know, Dick Stiffens, I heard you were a baby once. Is that true?
Where did you
hear that, caller?
From your mother.
Whoa. Bring an old mom.
Caller, how dare you accuse my mother of breeding a baby? That's insulting to both of us.
Well, it's old-fashioned is what it is. I mean, this is a progressive program, caller. I don't know where you get off suggesting that Dick Stiffens came from an actual uterus. So that's quite enough of that. Thank you. 210-888-9198, the number to call the program. We had somebody by the last name of Axels ask the question about what life, I suppose, means to Dick Stiffens. Dick, you mentioned having your mistresses on a boat. I have a question, just right off the bat here.
Sure. Yes.
What are your thoughts on QR code tramp stamps? Do you think that they are an appropriate way to promote certain types of messaging?
Sure, it can be very convenient, you know, especially if this is kind of like a rental by the hour sort of arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great idea. Did you come up with that yourself?
Well, I seem to recall a discussion we had from a conceptual basis back in 2015 that it was something you were considering experimenting with. I take it you never really brought that to fruition, but hey, it's never too late to start. Perhaps a QR code on the left breast or a tramp stamp or on the left cheek. I don't know. I'm interested, right?
Yeah, I do. Actually, you know, now that you mention it, I do recall that conversation. No, I haven't followed up on it, but, you know, no time like the present. Maybe, you know, we could go offline and talk about this after the show.
No question about it. Caller, you're on the air with Dick Stiffens here on Dick Stiffens' birthday. We were talking about QR codes as tramp stamps. Have you ever had any experience with this?
QR codes is tramp stamps. Yeah, I invented it.
Whoa.
Dick was there when I did.
Well,
wow.
Do you have a patent for that, sir?
Don't act stupid. Happy birthday, buddy. It's Robert, dude.
Hey, you got me, Rob.
Robert.
Robbo.
What's up? Hey, JJ, get this. So
look, me and Dick go way back. I haven't talked to him in just a couple of years, but he was there for my son's circumcision.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's how close we were. Yeah, great guy. Great guy. Happy birthday, buddy. Yeah, we had a Moyle come to the house. Yeah, Moyle came, did the whole ceremony. But, man, that guy was a ripoff. He was just so expensive for a circumcision.
How much was it? What was the invoice on that?
Oh, the invoice?
Yeah.
Morals don't do invoice.
Well, stuff. You're saying it was so expensive. Well, how much is expensive to rob for a child's circumcision? I mean, come on.
Well, all right. Well, I got a discount for a cash price. But still, even for a circumcision, I mean, this thing was a complete ripoff. I don't remember the price. I do remember his mistress.
How do you know it was a ripoff if you don't remember the price?
Listen, Robbo, I get it. Things are expensive, but I tell you, I know a guy. So next time you need a circumcisional ceremony, just give me a shout, man. I'll hook you up.
Well, yeah, maybe now, but I'm past the age of having kids. I mean,
what? You're in your early 50s. You could still impregnate, you know, a birth-giving person.
No, you're right. I mean, my stuff is still working, but, you know, you go to a tent fart revival and get plenty of jankin going, and before you know it, man, I'm doing all kinds of wild things. So I might have some other kids out there I don't even know about, it, but you know how that is.
That's what I like to hear.
Jankum and Freon. Two very, very close bedfellows. Mazel tov to both of you.
Hey, good to hear from you. Glad you're doing well, buddy.
You too, Rob.
Rob joining us on the program. Dick, where did you get to know this interesting character? I'm curious.
Rob and I went to high school way back at Terre Haute High back in the late... in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And man, it was just a blast back then. You know, the kids these days have no idea what it was like growing up in that time period.
Fantastic. I'm curious, your cabin on the Terre Haute Reservoir, how long have you owned that particular piece of property?
That cabin has been in my family for four generations. Why do you ask?
I'm just curious, because it seems like if I was an individual that owned such a property, I'm not quite as fortunate yet. I have the place in Hawaii. I've got the place in Telluride. I've got the place in Banff. I have the place in Beirut, but I haven't quite looked at the Terre Haute Reservoir real estate. What are things going per square foot out there?
I got to tell you, it's another status level being out at the Terre Haute Reservoir.
Sounds like it.
Telluride is nice. But nothing compares to Terre Haute, I can tell you that. You like to ice fish, JJ?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Ice fishing out here. It's going to freeze over next month. Why don't you come out? I'll show you the cabin. We'll go out on the lake and, you know, have some Freon and, you know, catch a few pickerel.
Sounds wonderful. 210-888-9198, the number to call. Caller, you're on the air on JJHI Radio with Dick Stiffens on his 48th birthday. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks. It's great to be here.
You know it.
So, I just heard you guys on the program talking about how Dick was once a baby. And, thought I would share a little experience. I'm an adult baby. And so I thought it was interesting that here you've got Dick Stiffens, who has experienced this growth from being a nothing, a cell, into, you know, the man he is today. And here I am doing the opposite. I'm just remaining a baby into adulthood.
Is this more of a psychosomatic type of condition, or is this you are actually approximately a foot long, with no hair, and an uncircumcised phallus?
That's correct.
Okay, so that was a binary option there. It's either letter A, psychosomatic, or B, a foot-long skinned organism with no hair and an uncircumcised phallus.
It's option B.
Option B! What do you make of that, Dick Stiffens?
Well, caller, if I could ask you a question, how old are you?
It's hard to say.
I'd say so.
I believe that I'm about around 35 to 37, but I'm not sure. I really struggle with record keeping and things like that.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I mean, I don't. I've never been a baby. It's ridiculous for anyone to accuse me of such things. But you know how it is today with the cancel culture and all of that.
Absolutely.
You know, people are always trying to slander your past, you know. You know, there's still time for you, baby sir, to grow into a full-size human, I would think, just at the age of 35.
Yeah, it seems as though our caller should possibly switch from the standard baby formula to that of the raccoon milk-based protein powder. Wouldn't you agree?
I think that's one thing that could help. Maybe also some, you know, environmental encouragement, you know, maybe spend less time on the internet and calling into immature radio shows.
That's correct.
Might help your maturity level as well.
Caller, thank you so much for that that discussion. 210-888-9198, the number to call this evening, and we've got another call for Dick Stiffens. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Gertrude from the Terre Haute County Library.
Hello, Gertrude.
Stiffens,
yes.
You have an overdue book from 18 years ago.
18 years?
Looking for you?
Oh, dear.
Yes, Dick, it was a hard copy of Moby Dick.
Moby Dick,
my favorite book. Yeah, you know, come to think of it, it's sitting, I'm looking at it right now on my bookshelf, and, you know, I'd read it so many times, I thought it was my own. I am so sorry, Miss Gertrude.
And it's actually signed by Moby, which is also interesting.
It is.
It is not the only book that is overdue.
Uh-oh.
You also got the corresponding parody of Moby Dick called Morbid Dick. That one is 17 years overdue. Mm. Would you like to get this remedied?
Okay. Yes, I'm really sorry about that. I'd like to resolve that as fast as possible. What's the best? Well, first, can I ask what's the fine for a 17-year-old library book overdue date?
$0.45 per book.
45 cents. That's highway robbery.
Do you take Bitcoin?
Okay.
You can scan the QR code on my lower back and get the instructions for payment.
Oh, great. Okay. I'll. How about this? I'll send my accountant over.
Yes. No. I still live next door to your mother.
You can just come over tonight. I'm just scanning off my back.
210-888-9198, the number to call this evening if you've got questions for Dick Stiffens on his 48th birthday. Dick, that was an interesting call. I didn't know that the librarians could find you and call this program. Very interesting. We must be big in the librarian world. Yeah.
Small town here in Terre Haute. Everybody knows everybody.
What's the best place to eat in Terre Haute, Indiana?
You know, there's a little place downtown on the corner, Mary's Cafe. They do a great chicken fried steak. They try the mashed potatoes. I recommend it. It's stupendous.
It's fantastic. 210-888-9198, talking about Mary's in Terre Haute, Indiana. Caller, you're on the air with Dick Stiffens on his birthday.
Sir Stiffens, is he a royalty? I've heard of...
I have been knighted, yes.
Yes, Sir Stiffens, is this correct?
Yes, it is correct. Feel free to call me Sir Stiffens, Mr. Stiffens, or just Stiff, whatever you like.
Plain old Dick.
Well, I'll just call you a Dick.
No, sir.
That's fine.
There's no definite article there. It's Dick, not a Dick. Okay, we don't do epithets here. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I'll just call you Sir Stiffens.
Sure. What can we do for you, caller?
What is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie?
Your favorite movie?
Huh. You know, I really like Pulp Fiction. Great film. Quentin Tarantino is a fantastic filmmaker.
Absolutely.
Cinematography is excellent. Love the dialogue. I think it holds up over time.
No question. Definitely does. Caller, he's got a second question.
What is your favorite snacks to eat with your movie?
I'm kind of partial to Sour Patch Kids, the candy. You know, they're sweet and they're sour. You've seen the commercials for maybe you've tried them before.
Sour Patch Kids.
And how do you sway politically? How are you with the Ukraine and Russia.
Finally, some real questions.
You're asking for my opinion on Eastern European politics. That's a tough one. You know, I feel for the people of the Ukraine, but they had it coming. Let's be honest.
Thanks for the call. 210-888-9198. Got a few more minutes here for Dick Stiffens. If you've got some questions, call us now. 210-888-9198. You thought the Ukrainians had it coming to them. Do you think?
Well, you don't get to.
Go ahead. My follow up to that was going to be, do you think they had it coming on them? Simple question.
I mean, have you seen Ukrainian women?
I have.
They're not bad.
They're absolutely lovely, especially the sniper squads.
Not bad.
Yeah, those women, they know their way around a bolt action. They know their way around a figure skating competition. They know their way around a stripper pole. And I think all of those things are very valuable to women in general in the world and great examples. We've got a caller here on the program for Dick Stiffens on his birthday. Caller, welcome to the program. It's JJHI Radio.
Hi, JJ.
Hello.
Were you just taking a... Were you just using the bathroom while your guest was talking about the Ukraine conflict?
Absolutely not. Yeah, no, I would never do that.
Are you doing it right now?
Of course not.
Do you care about this?
Absolute nonsense. I would never do such a thing.
What about Mr. Stiffens? He kind of sounded impartial.
Finally, a question for Mr. Stiffens, Dick Stiffens. Are you using the restroom right now?
Currently, no, I'm not. Was that the question, or were we talking about the Ukraine?
Well, I mean, I want to know, are you guys taking this seriously, or are we just, you know, literally and figuratively taking a number two on a really serious topic?
No, absolutely not. We've backed the women, the beautiful women of the Ukraine, all of the way.
You know, you didn't really sound like you cared about your friend who's got the toe cancer earlier in the show. Do you have empathy?
Do you suffer from empathy, Dick?
I have had some empathy one time, but I went to the doctor and I got that cleared right up pretty quickly. They can usually take care of that with just a couple dosage of some medication.
It's a mild antibiotic. Thanks for the call. 210-888-9198. Get them in, folks. We got 5 minutes left here on the program. I've always said, Dick, that the best remedy for empathy is sitting down in a nice leather chair right by the fire and reading Mein Kampf.
Sure, JJ.
Yeah. 210-888-9198. Caller, you're on the program, JJHI Radio, with Dick Stiffens on his birthday. What do you got for us?
I have to say, was that a Canadian on the show? Because
who?
That sounded disgusting, and what he had to say about just any topic was just wrong in every way.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this before we go any further: do you have a hard-on for Canadians? Because usually, individuals who call up and start this nonsensical banter about a certain nationality secretly want to engage in sexual relations.
I will say I like poutine, but I don't like Canadian.
Poutine what, where?
What, where, who?
Thanks for the call. 210-888-9198, the number to call this evening. Dick Stiffens still on the program with us. We appreciate you putting up with some of these callers this evening. Dick?
Well, you know, I've always said you just got to roll with the punches, JJ.
Sometimes you roll with the punches. Sometimes you roll with the bag of Freon in your back seat.
Ain't that the truth?
Freon, not that far away from the word freedom. Coincidence?
I think not.
Dick, what are your thoughts on Boof Mobile? That's a sponsor we've picked up here on their program. Do you use Boof Mobile yourself?
I do. I've got several phones. One of them is a Boof Mobile phone. I was really sold on their commercials. Love a good brunette spokeswoman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what got me on board.
Mm-hmm. I agree. No, I think that's worked very effectively in advertising with other cell phone carriers previously, but Boof has really got something going on, I think, right. 210-888-9198, the number to call. And caller, you're on the air with Dick Stivens.
Hey, boy.
Hello.
Boy, I haven't talked to you in a long time. Hey, man, it's Boudreaux.
Boudreaux. Dick, do you know a Boudreaux?
Cousin Boudreaux from Louisiana?
Let me tell you a story about that. You know, I met Dick at a 10th Art Revival.
Oh, wonderful.
Down there in Louisiana.
Were you at the Bow Bridge Tent Fart Revival, or were you at the Metairie Revival?
The Bow Bridge.
Wonderful.
I was at the Bow Bridge.
That was a hell of a night, Dick. I remember that evening. You should definitely tell the audience about what happened when you came on stage. Finally, you were delayed that night, if I recall correct, right?
Well, the thing was, is I was doing my thing, and boy, Dick just came out of nowhere. He just popped up and came up all on top of me, all over me.
Familiar story.
But man, right after that, I was mad at first, but then I got some clarity. And man, we've been best friends ever since, man. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Boudreaux. Yeah, thanks for, you know, taking me down a little memory lane there. It was a great night for both of us, I think. Man, I'd love to see another fart revival.
Absolutely.
Man, that'd be great. Hey, how's your vascularity? How are your veins doing? I know you had that vein problem back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know. No problems here. Got it all taken care of. Got a good doc that I could recommend. You've got any vein vascularity issues yourself? Or if you're looking to improve your vascularity, you could do that as well. Good steroid will do that.
That's good old Dick Stiffens, man. Because, man, bad veins, man. You have spider veins.
Yeah.
Crawfish veins.
Yeah.
Some people are into a veiny dick, though. You know what I mean? So you have to be careful of, you know, whether or not you're going to eliminate all the veins. A few veins the ladies still like. You know what I mean?
Well, you got to get the blood pumping somehow.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the call. Dick Stiffens on the program tonight. We appreciate you joining us.
Been great to be here, Jeff. You know, it's been a while, and good 6 years. I love what you're doing, that you got things back. We got our own things going. We got the show. I got the tent fart revival. You know, let's do it again. Let's do this again sometime.
I appreciate that. If we could, let's collaborate there. Perhaps we could do a live broadcast from the next one, if you wouldn't mind.
Be amazing. Let's
I think you're absolutely right. It would be amazing. Well, Dick Stiffen's joining us tonight. Happy birthday, friend.
Thanks, JJ. That means a lot to me.
You got it. Dick Stiffen's joining us this evening. Well, folks, Pickup Sticks is playing. It's after 10 o'clock. We appreciate you joining us. Calling us, 210-888-9198. Dick Stiffen's birthday every November 16th. Next week, we'll be talking with a bushcrafting tattoo artist. Should be very interesting in terms of how he puts together materials for bushcraft tattoos and tramp stamps. I'm personally curious if he can do QR codes with such modest materials. This is JJHI Radio. Every Wednesday night at jjheadinterest.com, you put it in your search engine, you scroll down, you click the triangle in the circle, and you open up those ear holes. We'll see you next week. I'm JJ Head for JJHI Radio. Happy Hump Day.